It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans in resort communities are finding it hard to bounce back economically because of expensive housing and the lack of tourism. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
It's not just the areas around Aspen and Vail. In Ouray County, there aren't any major ski resorts, but residents spend almost 40% of wages on rent, on average, to live in a place known for outdoor recreation and scenic vistas. And wages are lower compared to ski towns. The firm Headwaters Economics says in a new study that Colorado has one of the largest clusters of high-cost recreation in the country. And unaffordable housing creates a baseline of financial hardship that's making it harder to weather the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The losses are piling up at Colorado casinos. Typically, casinos would take in about $60 million in gambling revenue in April. This year, nothing. David Farahi runs Monarch Casino in Blackhawk. He says casinos are developing reopen protocols like frequently washing slot machines.
We've spent a lot of time to be ready so that as soon as the governor gives us the green light, we can open in a safe way.
Farahi says he's unsure when that will happen. Sports betting is open online and on apps, but with most pro sports shut down, there isn't much to bet on. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette has released the agenda for her subcommittee's coronavirus response investigation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
DeGette chairs the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations in the Energy and Commerce Committee. Her COVID-19 oversight agenda will focus on some key areas, including why the country hasn't reached the testing goals set out by the administration, how the federal government has managed the distribution of critical personal protective equipment, and the Trump administration's commitment to science and public health. The subcommittee has written to the administration to get information on how it has assisted states, hospitals, and public health. DeGette says they may hold hearings if necessary. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.